everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with my buddy John Couch, John Engineering on producing the show in our beautiful state-of-the-art control room and Green Thing Zocalo Village Studios. It's Buckmaster, Tuesday, March 10th, 2020. Broadcasting, as I say, from Green Thing Zocalo Village Studio on 1030, Tucson's voice for trusted news talk. Have our worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com. Podcasts available 24/7 at buckmastershow.com. Live line number 790-2040. Let's get our quarterly update from Beth Gorman on air quality here in Pima County. Beth is the Senior Program Manager for the Pima County Department of Environmental Quality. Beth, how are you?
I am well, Bill. How are you doing?
Doing well, and as long as the winds don't kick up, and a lot of times we have these kind of late winter, spring days, as you know, where the dust is all over. We've been pretty lucky. Were there any big air quality issues this winter?
No, we had a good season. You know, there's issues sometimes with localized areas that have disturbed land. And as you say, when the winds come in and we've got winds 25 miles an hour, so that makes it hard for folks that live in that area because those particulates get in the air. But overall, we had good air quality this winter. There's always that little bit of haze that we see in the mornings because of the inversions that trap our, you know, any wood burning smoke from that, or just the emissions from our vehicles as we go to work. And then if it doesn't rain for a while, then that starts to build up. But in general, we had a good winter season.
Hey, Beth, you're breaking up. Are you on a cell or a landline?
I'm on our regular landline. Let me just make sure. Sorry. Let me make sure that everything's plugged in properly.
Okay.
Is that better?
Is that better, John? Any better? No. Here's what I want you to do. Beth, do you have your cell phone there?
I do.
Call us back on your cell, because sometimes we've been getting, when we talk to folks at the county, I don't know why it happens, but we do have some breakups. So I'm going to just talk for a few seconds while you hang up and call us right back on your cell, would you?
Okay.
That'd be great. Okay. Talking with Beth Gorman, who is the Senior Program Manager for the Pima County Department of Environmental Quality. And we have been pretty lucky this winter not to have some of those really windy, kind of dusty days here where things really pick up. Shelley Fishman is going to be coming up here later, and Shelley is already with me in studio, and he gives me a big thumbs up. Boy, do I like to see that. The market has had such a tough time. Okay, Beth, you're back with us. Okay, so no big air quality issues, but we always have that kind of the usual bit of haze, right?
Yes, that's what we were talking about. Uh-huh. It's just, you know, things that we do during the day or overnight in the winter, it gets trapped in that inversion layer that's close to the soil where that cool air sinks overnight. But in general, we had a good winter, and now we're gearing up for the spring and summertime ozone season.
What is the ozone season?
Yeah, and this is sometimes really confusing for people because we're not talking about the ozone layer that's way above us that protects us from the intense solar radiation that, if it wasn't there, it would be really hard for humans to exist on this planet. This is a pollutant that's created at nose level, or ground level is what we call it, and it's created from emissions, a lot of the emissions that humans put into the air, a lot of from our motor vehicles, from the equipment that we use, from just gasoline pumping, just all kinds of different sources that combine together when the sun is more directly above us, because it needs that solar radiation that to form that photochemical reaction that takes those pollutants from just those emissions, and it creates this other pollutant that's very damaging to our health, and it's called the ozone, ground level ozone.
Have the studies shown that this is more damaging perhaps than originally thought to our health?
Yeah, and that, you know, every 5 years the EPA is required to look at the health standards that they set for the different pollutants, And in 2015, they were looking at the research that had been done, and they realized that the standard needed to be made more protective. And so they changed the standard from 75 parts per billion down to 70 parts per million. And that's where we are right now. And so we're very close. Our levels during the summer ozone season are at 69, and the standard is 70. So we're so close to that standard now that we are very concerned that we're going to go over that standard and then become in violation of ground level ozone for the EPA health standards.
So can we get a kind of a 5-day air quality forecast for folks who are having some health issues? Maybe if it was a bad ozone day, they wouldn't want to go out and do their usual walk or jog or something like that.
Exactly. And so people can do that if they are at risk, if they have asthma or lung disease. They can protect themselves. They can sign up on our website to get our air quality advisories. But the other great thing is Arizona DEQ has a 5-day air quality forecast, and they can go on Arizona DEQ's website and sign up for those forecasts. And then they can kind of plan ahead and stay inside when they think that when ozone's going to be high. And there's a lot of other things that we can do. The big one is just trying to drive less. Share rides, and then make sure our tires are inflated because of those the emissions that come out of our vehicles, but also the emissions that come out when we fuel our vehicles. If we could refuel our vehicles in the evening after the sun's gone down, then that reaction won't occur. So that's another thing that folks can do. And then conserving electricity is a really good thing as well.
How about gas-powered landscaping equipment?
Well, all of those little tiny engines like that burn gasoline, they put a lot of emissions into the air, too, that help to create ground-level ozone. So that's a great thing that you can do is try to avoid using gas-powered equipment and maybe even change over to electric or battery-operated equipment.
If you do change over, could there be some money in it for you?
Why, funny you should ask. Yes, thanks to the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality, we have a program.
Good.
It's called the Cut Down Pollution Program. And folks who've decided that they're tired of dealing with gasoline-powered equipment can turn in their gas-powered mowers or their leaf blowers or string trimmers or that type of equipment. And we will give them vouchers towards the purchase of zero emission equipment or, you know, battery operated or electric equipment.
So that is up to what, $400?
Well, yeah, you could receive a combination of that. So if you turn in, if you're just a resident turning in a gas powered mower, you will get $150. If you are a person who makes their living, if a landscaping business that makes their living using these gas-powered mowers, you will get $200 to turn that in. And that's just because they use that equipment so much that we're trying to get more of that type of equipment in because it's going to save pollution if we can get those landscapers to switch over because they use their equipment like 8-10 hours a day where most of our residents don't do that. So it's $150 for a lawnmower and $200 if you are a landscaping business. And then if you have something, equipment like a chainsaw or leaf blower, hedge trimmer, string trimmers, that sort of thing, you'll get $50 voucher towards the purchase of electric or battery.
Where do you go to get the application?
Well, you come to our website. It's pima.gov/healthy air and look for the icon, the little drawing of the little lawnmower and look for the cut down pollution program. And then you'll need to fill out an application. It tells us basically the kind of equipment that you're turning in, making sure that that's okay. And then we'll send you a drop off form that then you can take and with your equipment, drop it off at our drop-off sites, and then we will send you a voucher once we know that you've dropped off your equipment.
Very good. And you've had quite a bit of response to this, right?
We are really excited about the responses. We've only had the program open since about mid-January, and we've already got over 300 applications. And we're hoping, obviously, that there'll be more and more. And we're also hoping that the state will continue funding this throughout the year, and so that everybody will have an opportunity to participate, get rid of those stinky gas-powered mowers that you have to deal
noisy.
With storing gasoline. And they are. They're very noisy.
They're noisy.
Decibel level much higher than electric. So we're really hoping that folks will make the switch and help our air quality.
It really gets the dogs howling in the neighborhood and also the pack of coyotes that were hanging around our neighborhood recently, too. Okay.
Oh, funny. Yeah.
Beth Gorman, thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
My pleasure, Bill. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Beth Gorman, thank you. Senior Program Manager, Pima County Department of Environmental Quality. Their website is pima.gov/DEQ. And if you want those five-day air quality forecasts for the ozone, those are put out from the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality, and their website is azdeq.gov. All right, time to talk about Mona's Danish Bakery, my favorite bakery in town. Mona's, home of the Danish Kringle, northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. Owner and chief baker, Steve and his team. Michael is assistant chief baker. They're up early making sure that the grill is fired up at 6:30 in the morning. And, of course, they've got the pastry case loaded with all those goodies. Open right now for lunch at the northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. I was into the peanut butter cookies for a while. Now I have switched over to the some of those pastries that macaroons. Love them. Oh my goodness. So good. Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle, monasdanishbakery.com. Also, there's a link at buckmastershow.com. Shelley Fishman with me in studio for his Tuesday Moneymaker Report. And boy, oh boy, do we need to talk to Shelley. We'll be right back. As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
Biosphere 2's new ocean tour takes you behind the scenes of the largest experimental ocean in the world, researching solutions for the global coral reef crisis. Other exciting tours include the amazing 30-year history, a family tour for families with kids 10 and under, and the inspiring Under the Glass tour, one of the 50 must-see wonders of the world. Visit UA Biosphere 2 today. Explore the future. Online giving for coral reef research and information about tours and more at biosphere2.org.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
The Regional Transportation Authority and its member jurisdictions have completed more than 850 transportation projects or service improvements across the region to date. The RTA is a state-established political subdivision and taxing district. The RTA's current half-cent sales tax funds the 20-year plan through June 2026. And the RTA is laying the foundation to develop a new plan. To learn more, please visit www.rtanext.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster encouraging you to fly from Tucson International Airport. When you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. A new study shows the Tucson Airport Authority's annual economic impact is $7.4 billion, with almost $1 billion of that from visitors flying into the airport. Fly Tucson, and airlines will respond with more flights, bringing more visitors, benefiting all of us. Type in TUS when you book your next flight and fly Tucson.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. This portion of the Buckmaster Show, presented by our friends in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, it's only a three-hour drive or so over to a beautiful area of the Land of Enchantment, that southwest corner. If you've not been over there, I strongly recommend taking a road trip. Good starting place, southwestnewmexico.org. There you will find ideas on what to do and where to stay. Again, the website for your upcoming trip to Silver City, southwestnewmexico.org.
Shelley Fishman is a financial consultant in private practice in Tucson, Arizona. The views expressed during this segment are his own and don't necessarily represent those of this station or of Bill Buckmaster Communications. Contact Shelley through buckmastershow.com or at shelleyfishman.com.
And here he is, Shelley Fishman. Shelley, how's your week going so far?
Oh, it's just a joy. Everything's
really peachy, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, I'm looking
today, it actually isn't
so bad.
We've
recovered half of yesterday's losses.
That is really, really good news. And, you know, we put that. There you go, John. Thank you. Putting up that graph on our screens here in studio, Shelley. And it looks like the ski slopes.
Yeah, yeah. But we're up close to 900 points.
900
for the
good.
Day. And so, you know, the question is, what gives? I mean, what's different today from yesterday? And that is just so hard to explain to people. The market has wanted to be optimistic now for several years. It absorbs bad news and just kind of ignores it. This, unfortunately, can't be ignored. But we know that there have been some proposals for relief, economic stimulus, and some other things that the administration is considering and or other countries around the world are considering to hold on to their economies. And let's not forget that on Friday we had, let me call it, an unusually good unemployment number that came out. February jobless numbers. We still haven't seen, or I haven't seen, official numbers on the fourth quarter GDP growth from last year. But where we are right now is an economy that has some weak sectors, but overall seemed pretty healthy until the last couple of weeks. The way to categorize the coronavirus problem was as a supply chain problem. Mm-hmm. In other words, it was located in areas where we are dependent on those areas.
And bringing product into this country.
Or sub-assemblies the country. It has now morphed.
Demand
that
now.
That is on the demand side. Mm-hmm. And when demand goes down, it doesn't matter what the supply side problems are. If there's no demand, you can provide all the liquidity you want.
Yeah.
Nobody ain't going to buy that stuff.
Yeah, and of course, Corona is being blamed for a lot of it. But boy, it was a double whammy yesterday because of the oil situation.
Yeah, you and I had talked about this, right?
When oil goes below, well, you had told me
about
below
50, bucks 50
but when it goes below 30, we've got big problems.
Right. So what's happening here, quite frankly and briefly, is the Russians have decided that they were just sick and tired of essentially supporting our fracking industry. By keeping the price of petroleum high, it was allowing the U.S. fracking industry to continue to produce large numbers of, you know, hundreds of thousands of barrels of petroleum and compete with the Russians and the Saudis. So what the Russians did essentially was to say, we're not going to do that anymore. we're going to let the price of oil fall. And the Saudis said, fine, then we'll just produce more and, you know, continue to let it fall because we don't like the fact that, you're as big into the market as as you are and you won't agree with us. So we'll take your sins and make them even sinnier.
Mm-hmm.
And so that brought the price of oil down into the 30s. And our industry, quite frankly, cannot survive in the 30s. By the way, it's questionable whether the Russian industry can survive in the 30s either. But
right.
Their economy was in pretty good shape, so they think they can absorb it for a while. Besides, let's face it, the Russians can print all the money they want to keep their industry running.
You know, it is odd. Speaking of Russia, I haven't seen the current map on that, but as I recall, there have been few cases of corona that have been reported in Russia. Now, you know,
well, you said the key word.
Reported. Thank you. I mean, how transparent is the Russian government when it's coming to this? Who knows?
We have no idea.
No idea. But, okay, so we had oil and we had corona that were driving the drop yesterday. We have a couple of Facebook friends through social media, Shelley, that have been waiting for your appearance today. So I want to address their concerns. These are people... pretty much in my age group, there are people who are perhaps newly retired or close to retirement, and they're freaking out.
Sure they are. And they have every right to be freaking out.
Yes.
Bill, you and I are about the same age.
Yep.
So let's first talk about everybody else.
Yep.
Everybody else who isn't close to retirement or in retirement, who has money, who have money invested, unless their objectives for that money have changed, then the general rule of thumb for them is do nothing. Don't even look at the price of the markets. Just, you know, your money is invested. These markets are going to recover. They always have in the past. So if you've been somewhat pessimistic over the past couple of months and you have some cash on the side, then one of the things you can do, because you can't time the market and look for the dips, mm-hmm. Look for the bottom, what you can do is say divide the cash that you have into, say, let's say 5 or 6 piles of cash, mm-hmm. and then do dollar cost averaging
right,
on the way
right.
in. Mm-hmm. So take 1/6 of that money or 1/5 of that money and invest it, and then wait 2 weeks and invest it again, and then
uh-huh.
wait 2 weeks and invest. So you can get that money back working for you as
sure.
this recovery happens.
Yep.
I'm not saying you should start doing it tomorrow or the week after or the week after that, but one strategy for getting back in and not having to time the market
right.
is through dollar cost averaging. For those people who are using their retirement funds now, or in the very short future, will need to use those funds, the scientific word is you're screwed.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no other way to say it,
mm-hmm.
because that money is now far less than it was, because
yes.
we
yes.
have close to a 20% drop in the markets.
Mm-hmm.
And if you start taking that money out, you're taking out money that has been 20% discounted, and you never get that back because you're using it.
No, right now it's on paper.
It's right now it's on paper.
On paper, the loss.
But it's not on paper if you're using the money. If you need to take it out every month,
okay.
if you're taking it out of your annuity, you're taking it out as a withdrawal every month because
gotcha.
That is your retirement funding,
gotcha.
then if you need to use that money, well, you need to use that money.
Yeah.
The only advice, and this is going to sound harsh as can be,
okay.
but the only advice is belt tightening.
Belt tightening.
Yeah. yeah. What you have to do is stop spending that money.
Right.
To the extent you possibly can,
mm-hmm.
you have to stop spending that money. Now there's some things you shouldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't use your credit cards to supplant that money.
No.
Because those credit cards are costing 18%
yeah.
interest. You don't want to do
yeah.
that.
No.
But anything that is not a necessity and a necessary expenditure, you should, you know, try to cut back on. I hate to say it because, remember, we said at the very beginning of this segment, we have a demand-side problem. Well, what I'm saying to baby boomers who need that money now
mm-hmm.
is, and remember, baby boomers are a much larger portion of our general population than you would normally have people in their 60s and 70s, to cut back demand. Well, what's that going to do? That's going to make the economy worse.
Yeah.
So until and unless this administration provides some way of providing relief to the people who are on your Facebook
yes.
pages and
yeah.
requesting that information, then the only thing they can do really is to kind of pull themselves in, mm-hmm. you know, tighten their belts and try to spend as little of that money now as they possibly can avoid doing, so that when the market comes back, that money will be there to grow back as the markets recover.
Now, what about the group, Shelley, that has the nest egg? They're perhaps in the same age group, but are not using currently using that money. That then becomes what you are losing on paper.
That's just on paper.
On paper.
And to the extent, and then ignore it if you possibly can,
okay.
to the extent that you have some cash on the side, then by all means consider dollar cost averaging to get back in when you think this has reached the bottom or near the bottom or whatever. But we are probably going to see a global recession.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it'll be very deep. I don't think it'll last long.
Mm-hmm.
But it's time to hold your breath and not let fear and greed drive your investment decisions.
I think the recovery will be swifter than what we saw in 2008.
Clearly, that took several years.
Yeah, four
this recovery,
years. Yeah.
This recovery after incidents like this, the recovery is typically within a year.
All right, Shelley, good advice. Thank you very much. Hope you have a great rest of the week.
Too, Bill.
Thanks a lot.
Green Things is a family-owned and operated plant nursery serving Tucson since 1970. Open daily at 3384 East River Road, Green Things is chock full of plants and pottery from around the world. Green Things is also now home to Zocalo, featuring fine Mexican and South American imports spread over five buildings on the 13-acre Green Things property. For more, visit greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Biosphere 2's new ocean tour takes you behind the scenes of the largest experimental ocean in the world, researching solutions for the global coral reef crisis. Other exciting tours include the amazing 30-year history, a family tour for families with kids 10 and under, and the inspiring Under the Glass tour, one of the 50 must-see wonders of the world. Visit UA Biosphere 2 today. Explore the future. Online giving for coral reef research and information about tours and more at biosphere2.org.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Let's say you need an honest roofer. Where do you start? Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona has more than 3,200 accredited businesses ready to help and committed to doing things right. Next time you need a trusted mechanic, plumber, AC company, or florist, go to our website, bbb.org, or call us at 520-888-6161. Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. We are here to help you find local companies you can trust.
Vets working hard to save wildlife covered in cactus spines. A skunk left for dead, miraculously saved by a caring citizen. Those are just a couple of the headlines from the nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Center, where thousands of animals are cared for each year at its state-of-the-art Far East Side Tucson facility. Rescue, rehab, and release. The Tucson Wildlife Center, saving wildlife for more than two decades. Donate online at TucsonWildlife.com or call 290-WILD.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. Green Things, 50 years and still growing over at 3384 East River Road, now home to Zocalo and all that great merchandise, Talavera pottery, antiques, fine art, handmade furniture. So you've got a twofer, Zocalo and Green Things. What a great combination. GreenThingsAZ.com and ZocaloVillage.com. Green Things, 50 years already. What a great place to go for all of your gardening needs. We're so fortunate that the University of Arizona is one of the top five College of Pharmacies in the United States. The College of Pharmacy just opened the newly expanded Skaggs Pharmaceutical Sciences Center, which houses now the Arizona Center for Drug Discovery. It's a $26 million expansion, providing additional space for new chemistry laboratories that will be used for drug discovery, development, and research. Joining us on the live line from the University of Arizona is the Dean of the University of Arizona College of Pharmacy, Dr. Rick Schnellman. Dr. Schnellman, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Bill.
What a timely opportunity to speak with you in the midst of what's going on, of course, with the coronavirus. Have the universities, the academic centers like the University of Arizona, picked up a lot of the slack that Big Pharma decided, and maybe you can explain the reasons why, that they are doing less and less of their own early drug discovery research? Why is that?
They made a decision years ago that the number of new drugs coming out of their own preclinical work was extremely expensive, but they were not producing enough compounds that end up in drugs. So they decided to focus more on looking at biotech companies and academia to do that early discovery work. And so now I think that puts us in a great position at the University of Arizona to contribute to that endeavor.
So do we have partnerships with Big Pharma, with the Big Pharma and academic places like the U of A teaming up?
Yes, and that is happening. In fact, we hired a Dr. Vonner a little while ago, and she has spent her whole career at Big Pharma. And what her job is to help us develop more partnerships between Big Pharma and the U of A.
What's your take on this whole coronavirus, and how soon do you see some kind of a vaccine coming, Dr. Schnellman?
I would like to tell you that there's a vaccine or a treatment around the corner, but I don't think that's actually true. I think there's, because of this is a new virus, and I think a lot of people are trying. We have a Dr. Wong at our College of Pharmacy here that actually works on antiviral medicines, but I think we're going to be waiting a while yet.
What about current therapeutics? What are you hearing from your colleagues in the industry? Things like Tamiflu that have been pretty darn successful in treating influenza. If you begin taking Tamiflu within 48 hours of the first symptoms, are any of those therapeutics, from what you're hearing, are any of them making any kind of progress against the corona?
I think people are trying because when you have nothing, right, they'll try anything specific. I mean, for the coronavirus, I think they're trying things that that are already easily available for the public. And so they're doing that. Whether they're having much success or not, I don't think is really known yet, but it may work for some people.
Tell us a little bit about what you're very proud of and some of the home runs you guys have hit your men and women out of the park over at the College of Pharmacy in recent years, Dean Schnellman.
Certainly some anti-cancer drugs we've spun out of the college. We're also, the great need is, and an expansion of the Skaggs building, was that we didn't have enough space to do enough drug discovery, and that was holding us back. And so now with the space available, we are hiring new faculty members to increase the mass of people who can try to make a big difference.
I see your motto is, I think this is very appropriate right now, Dean, the patient is waiting. That's your mentality. I guess that's very, very timely right now, isn't it, sir?
It is. And, you know, drug discovery is really hard and it takes a lot of time, but people are waiting. And so that hopefully it gives everyone the feel for the need for speed so we can move things forward and get these new drugs out there.
One of our callers is on the live line, Dean, and we're going to take her question for you. It's about vaccinations. Go ahead, Roberta would like to speak with Dean Schnellman. Go ahead, Roberta.
Yes, during the bird flu in the 70s, there was one doctor who healed all his patients while the others were all dying all around him. He was giving them an injection of gamma globulin first to boost their immune system and then giving them C-chlor antibiotic. And he healed every one of the bird flu while the other patients around him were all dying. Is that viable for this virus?
Dean, any response, please?
I really don't know the answer to her question. I'm sure the people who were studying it at that time had thought about this, but I don't think I've heard that it's being tried yet at this time.
Where do you go from here with your new expansion? And there's one thing that I did want to point out, that you do have a pretty darn good pharmacy museum, correct? Tell us about that.
Well, we've had a pharmacy museum for decades. And if you want to come over and visit our college, you would see that we have lots and lots of historical glassware and drugs and the way they made the different drugs back in the old days. We expanded with a 2,000 square foot expansion for the pharmacy museum. And what we're looking forward in this, it's a museum, but really as we're looking forward now, where we are in pharmacy and pharmaceutical sciences and where we're going. So the new expansion is going to look at now and looking forward.
All right. And that's open during the week. Are there special hours or what are your hours over there?
So the hours are flexible.
Okay.
We have a curator named Stephen Hall who helps gives the tours to the space. Just to let you know, the new expansion of the museum will not happen until August or September. It's a little bit behind the main part of the construction.
Okay, final question for you, Dean. Are there plenty of jobs still available for are the pharmacies, the well-known ones, still hiring? And I know those are good-paying jobs, aren't they?
Yes, they are still good-paying jobs, and I think there's still a lot of opportunities. There's a lot of changes going on, you know, at the different chain drugstores, and so it's a bit of a mix, or I would say flux at the moment. But in the long run, you know, we need pharmacists. That's not going to change.
That is for sure. Dean Schnellman at the College of Pharmacy, and appreciate the time. And you guys are consistently ranked, aren't you, in the top five? What do the latest numbers show?
We're consistently ranked in the top 10. So
top
the latest numbers
okay.
is 8.
All right. Hey, you can't beat that if you're still in the top 10, right?
You bet. Well, we're going to increase it some more.
All right. Thank you very much, Dean. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye now.
But thanks a lot. The dean at the University of Arizona College of Pharmacy with us. Next, the Tucson Fox Theater Arts Report with Margaret Regan in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. Be right back.
Hey, it's Ryan Hansen from Bon Voyage Travel.
And this is Matt Russell from the Buckmaster Show.
Matt, did you hear that Travel and Leisure magazine just ranked the Douro Valley as a top 50 spot for world travel?
Yes, so how about Portugal and Spain for my next culinary and cocktail cruise?
Let's do it on the Douro River aboard the new Ama Douro ship from Ama Waterways.
I'll need a chef's table dinner, winery tours, and other private excursions.
Matt, consider it done.
Thanks, Ryan. Portugal and Spain, here we come. Go to bvtravel.com to learn more.
This is Moa Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing.
And this is Bill Buckmaster. For several decades now, Moe has been my go-to expert for all my framing needs and bathroom mirrors. I trust Moe for service, professionalism, and top-of-the-line quality.
Thanks, Bill. Give us a call at 795-8226 and stop by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing on the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge, right next to Copenhagen, and on the web at moesgallery.com.
Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
The current Regional Transportation Authority plan is funded by a half-cent sales tax, which expires in June 2026. In preparation for developing a new 20-year plan, the RTA Board established a Citizens Advisory Committee to identify priority projects based on public input. RTA member jurisdictions will submit their respective project lists by June 2020 for the CAC to consider for a future plan. To learn more, visit www.rtanext.com.
Buckmaster Show listeners know about my love of travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. I know you value your time and money, so it makes sense to fly Tucson with nearly 60 daily nonstop flights to major hub airports. If you're flying to another airport to take a nonstop flight, you're still making a connection and spending 4 hours on the road traveling to that other airport. That's why I fly Tucson and encourage you to do the same.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. We grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, and I'm Bill Buckmaster with this week's Arts Report, sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, presenting Altan, a world-renowned traditional Irish music band, which will be showcasing songs from County Donegal, that group coming to the Fox Theater Saturday, March 14th. Boy, just in time, right before St. Patrick's Day. Good way to kick off the week. Then on Sunday, March the 15th, the Fox presents the music of Cream, Disraeli Gears, and Clapton Classics. Iconic rock and roll legends there. There's association with Ginger Baker. In fact, his son is part of Ginger Baker, was, of course, with Cream. His son's involved with this show. And Eric Clapton's nephew, Will Johns, will also be performing. So a lot going on. Enjoy the best in swing and jazz when the Fox welcomes Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. That show is, let's see, that's Friday, March 20th. So lots going on. To view the full schedule, the Fox, and to purchase tickets, visit foxtucson.com. We now turn to Margaret Regan, the longtime Tucson Weekly arts writer. In fact, she's been with the Weekly since 1990, and I know she loves Irish music, don't you, Margaret?
Oh, I do. I do, and I'm going to be there Saturday night for the Altan concert.
Margaret.
I was going to say, I did a lovely interview with May Reed, whose last name I cannot pronounce. She's the violinist and singer for the band, and just a delightful person. I got a chance to talk to her on the phone. She told me about growing up as the daughter of a very apt violinist, or her father taught her how to play. But she also learned about the fairies and tales of Ireland. And I think she, you know, she's the one who'll be talking at the concert Saturday night. I think it will be lovely.
Where's that? Where is that interview?
Oh, it's in the Weekly. It's in the current issue of the Weekly.
I have May Reed's, that's her first name, and I have her last name. The Fox folks sent it over to me, and I didn't even attempt to try this Gaelic name. So Fox folks, if you're listening, forgive me. But believe me, you've talked to her, Margaret, and the interview's in the current Weekly.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was funny. I had a caller in a hotel in Schenectady. Of course, these bands travel all over. And the hotel, you know, telephone person says, well, what's the name of the person you wish to speak to? I said, well, her name is Mare Reed. I don't know her last name. And then the woman paused and looked at it. She says, oh, well, I can't say that either. But yes, she's a Gaelic speaker. That's her first language, you know, that part of Ireland. I mean, it's diminishing, but people up there, very, very far northwest, it's a whole Celtic area.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So really interesting.
It's always a pleasure to have Margaret Regan with us. She's the author of two prize-winning books on immigration. And Margaret is very much involved with literature, and I believe she's been involved with the Tucson Festival, the book festival, for many years, as have I. I've moderated sessions pretty much every year since the festival began. And this was bad news. Bad news, but understandable news,
right.
I guess, about the festival being canceled yesterday. Some of your thoughts, Margaret.
Yeah, well, I was supposed to be doing three different things there. I was going to be in one panel as an author, another panel as a moderator on books about the border, and then I'm doing this writer-in-residence at the library, and I was going to do a workshop and, you know, have people writing and... So it was going to be a very busy weekend for me, and I wondered, though, because over the weekend they were sending out messages to people involved saying, well, we're not going to cancel, but we're going to make sure that it's a hands-free, you know, did you get that? Then they were going to have...
No handshakes, you know, elbow bumps and hands
and,
over your heart, but don't no touching.
And sanitizers on every table, and you know what? You can't get them in stores. I don't know where they got.
I thought that too. Boy, what do they know that you know the public doesn't know?
Right.
Maybe they bought them like months ago or something.
I guess so. Yeah, well, it's a good idea. But so when I got the message Monday morning, and you know the person in charge of the festival said that more than 100 authors had canceled.
Wow.
So their feeling was, well, we don't know how many people are going to show up. And they rely strongly on the local volunteers. Well, maybe those people won't show up.
Yeah.
So they just, you know, when they, because over the weekend they were saying they'd only had a few cancellations, and then by Monday morning, over 100. And there were supposed to be about 350 people in it. So there you're down to 250, and probably many other people would cancel.
Yeah.
So totally understand why they did it. It's a shame. And all the different organizations that, you know, were planning to do things there and showing their books and their restaurants. And so it's a shame for Tucson because it's such a big event.
Well, while we have you here on the live line, why don't you tell our listeners about, you mentioned you are the writer in residence currently at the Pima County Public Libraries. So why don't you tell our listeners how they can meet up with Hugh about that?
Yeah, okay, well... I'm a writing consultant for the library, and on two different days, on Monday afternoons at the Martha Cooper Library and on Wednesday mornings at Himmel Library, I'm at the library in my own little room, and people can come in and speak to me for half an hour about their writing and see what I think. Do I have any suggestions? Can I help them? So... you have to do it in advance, and it's possible that both libraries are requiring you to go and do it in person to sign up, because I think they're concerned that people might just sign up on the internet and then not bother to come.
Yeah.
So I think that's the rule. You're supposed to come and sign up. And I've gotten quite a few people, and it's marvelous the diversity of writing ambitions that these people have. You know, one man writes a poker column, and he wants to write a poker book.
Huh, about poker.
Yeah, oh. Poker, right? Oh. He says he's in this big national poker magazine, and a lot of people want to do family memoirs.
Sure.
I had a woman who's a naturalist who wants to do a children's book showing real-life naturalists and how there are many African-American naturalists and people from other minority groups, because normally we think of that as a profession that, you know, it's mostly white people. So it's so interesting that these different people come in and they're doing so many different and interesting things. So
I was just going to say, I've quickly only got about 1 minute, believe it or not, and you do write about two dance programs this weekend, Ballet Tucson, now in its 34th season, and Zuzi Dance, No Frills Dance happening. That's going to be Friday at 7:30 and then Saturday afternoon at 2. A couple of quick words about the two dance shows.
Yeah, well, I'm going to mention a third dance because it's a brand new company called Hawkins Dance.
Okay.
They seem very exciting, a contemporary dance, which we've been missing lately in Tucson. And they're doing a free concert Saturday evening at 6:30 at Reed Park.
Okay.
So I'm very excited. I won't be able to go because I'm going to Alton.
Right.
But, yeah, there's a lot of dance happening this weekend. So let's hope everybody continues with. That's what I'm wondering. Will other events be canceled, too? I don't know.
Yeah, we've got all sorts of events still to come. You know, I've got the 4th Avenue Street Fair. I think that's every April, right? So, I mean, they got...
That's just in a couple weeks.
Oh, is it?
And then the Folk Festival is early April.
Oh, that's right. Well, we'll see.
These are all big events. Yeah.
Hopefully things will settle down a bit. Margaret, thank you very much. We'll look for your current work in the Tucson Weekly, where you are writing about these three dance concerts that are coming up. Thanks, Margaret.
Okay, thanks, Bill.
This week's Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show, sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, as Margaret was talking about. She'll be at that Alton concert that's coming up on Saturday night, world-renowned traditional Irish music band showcasing the songs of County Donegal. And again, that's at the Fox this Saturday night on March 14th. And Sunday the 15th, the Fox presents the music of Cream, Disraeli Gears, and Eric Clapton classics. Then don't forget about the swing and jazz with Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. That's Friday, March the 20th. Go to the foxtucson.com website for all the schedule and ticket information. That'll do it for the Buckmaster Show. To say the least, a very, very jam-packed hour of content today. We thank you for being along with us for the ride. I want to thank John Couch, engineering and producing. John does such a very great, conscientious job for us, and I appreciate that kind of support here on the Buckmaster Show. All right, Dave Ramsey's very popular program, Always Good Money Advice, that's coming up on 10:30, The Voice. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon.